Welcome to Healing Place Church, where our mission is to be a healing place for a hurting world. We hope to enrich your life through reaching, serving, giving, and building. As you listen to this teaching, be inspired to fulfill your God-given destiny through the power of His Word.
This week, I want to talk about unstoppable lordship. Unstoppable lordship. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. I'm going to read the scripture, and then we're going to pray. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, talking about the lordship of Jesus Christ. Maybe you've joined us through the web, and we just thank God for you being with us on the web today. Many people are connected to Healing Place, being able to watch it right there online. Why don't we clap our hands for all those who have joined us on the web, joined us through media. Thanks a lot for being a part of this. Great scripture, Philippians chapter 2, talking about the lordship of Jesus Christ in our life. Verse 5, your attitude should be the same as that of Jesus, of Christ Jesus, who being in the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. But the Bible says, and being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God highly exalted him to the highest place. And it's amazing. I didn't even know we were doing that new song. I talked about the name of Jesus. And here's the scripture that we read. It's amazing how the Holy Spirit knits our services together. That at the name of Jesus, look at that. He highly exalted him to the highest place, gave him a name that is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under earth. And I love this verse. And every tongue confess Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Father, we thank you for our time together. And Lord, I just pray you speak to us over the next few minutes. Lord, we thank you that your word does not return void. Your word is powerful. Your word does the work. Just as we read scripture. Just right then, Father, your word began a work. Your word cut through the different opinions and ideas and backgrounds and cultural differences and the ways that we're raised. Your word cuts through it all because we want to walk under the influence of the lordship of Jesus Christ above every other influence, not even to have a close one but you. We love you. We love you. Thank you for your word in Jesus' name. And everyone said a good amen. I read that last verse to you, verse 11. And every tongue confess Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. About a month after I became a Christian in 1982, I made my first trip to a Christian bookstore. I had seen this thing on near my home. I never knew what it was. I had no idea what this thing was. I'd never been in there. How many knows when you're not a Christian, you have no need to go in a Christian bookstore? There's just no idea. You don't get up in the morning when you're a heathen and think, yeah, I want to go by the beach and I want to run by, you know, here. And then I'm going to run by the Christian bookstore just in case so I can pick that up also. But I was clueless about it. I thought it was an oddity. I had no idea when I got saved that someone told me, why don't you go to the Christian bookstore? I began to think about, I wanted to listen to different music. I wanted things to edify me. I wanted some new books. I wanted a few things. And my sister said, you ought to stop by the Christian bookstore. I just thought that was so odd. It was almost like Ripley's Believe It or Not. Is there like a four-eyed dude up in there? Is there like a pig with eight heads? What is in a Christian bookstore? And I remember my first entrance into the Christian bookstore. I remember going in there and everybody was real nice, which was, you know, good morning. Hello. Praise the Lord. I never got that going into the surf shop. I never got that going into the bar. Come on, somebody. I never walked into the bar and somebody say, glory to God. You know, just, you know, greet each other like that. So it was so, I actually remember the day I went to the Christian bookstore for the first time and just walking around and I was there to get a couple of things. I wanted to get a little bit of music. And so I got my three first Christian albums, or back then they were cassette tapes. Now, anybody under 40, you don't know what a cassette tape is, okay? Well, we'll talk about that when, like, they, you know, the first time the Wright brothers flew, they had a cassette tape on board and with an 8-track. But anyway, I got my three first Christian albums or cassettes. One was the Imperials that had a great song on it called I Listen for the Trumpet of Jesus. And it was a great song, and I played it over and over again. There was another CD that I picked up, or not CD, cassette, and it was Keith Green, Songs of the Shepherd. And it was a great album, still a great album. All these are still great music. And then there was another one that I got that looked kind of crazy, and it was a group called The Rez Band. And so I picked up these three CDs, but there was something else, cassette. Some of you are like, what's a CD? I do iTunes. Don't even know what that is. But I remember the other thing I was shopping for is I was sticker shopping. I wanted to put a different sticker on my car. I'd had other stickers on it. And now that I was a believer, I wanted to put a big sticker on my car representing my faith. And my dad had bought me a nice car. I had a Corvette. It was black Corvette. And he had let me have this for a couple years. And so I'm driving this really cool black Corvette. Got a lot of attention because I was so fine in it in the first place. We only talk about that. But anyway, it's getting back to the topic at hand. How many knows that an Italian can't miss an opportunity to talk about how fine he is? You know what I'm talking about? Even when they're 80, he's like, what's up? What you doing? It's just in our blood. But and I remember looking for a sticker, but I wanted something that was different. And they had every kind of sticker you could imagine. I mean, you know, Christians are not perfect. They're forgiven. And, you know, honk if you love Jesus. Honk, honk. I mean, every kind of Christian sticker you could ever imagine in there. And I found one that I felt like would make a statement. Because even though I was a believer for just a month or two, I knew this was different, and I bought this big old sticker. It was about that big. Put it right on the back of my car that said, Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. You had that one? Okay, good. But I had it too. So did you take my sticker? Okay, I'm just teasing. But anyway, Jesus Christ is Lord. And it was very colorful. I mean, it was kind of rainbowish. So it had a little bit of a rainbow flow to it. And Jesus Christ is Lord. And I remember putting that on my car and the feeling of looking at it and just being so proud. Now, the interesting thing was I got pulled over by a state policeman, a trooper, like a week later because I was speeding a touch, which was not a good thing. I don't endorse that. Speeding is bad. It's not a good idea. We have policemen here. I normally don't speed most of the time. And so not a good idea, but I was speeding. So he pulled me over, and I remember he was upset with me. Boy, got me out of the car, kind of was talking to me. We walked down the back, and the first thing he noticed was this big rainbow sticker that was Jesus is Lord. And I remember he was like, you for real? Is this your car? I was like, yeah, this is my, is that your sticker? I was like, yeah, that's my sticker. He's like, you're a Christian? I was like, yeah, Jesus is Lord. Go on home, son. Just go on home. Don't get in trouble. Just go on home. Now, that didn't happen every time. Some of you are like, where can I get one of those stickers? Are they in the Mission Cafe? Not endorsing speeding, nor am I endorsing any other type of outlawish activities. I knew that even though I wasn't much in length of being a believer, I knew that statement set apart your life. See, out of all of his names, there's such a distinguishing thing about Jesus Christ is Lord. Out of all the given names, Son of God, Author, Finisher, Prince of Peace, Messiah, Prophet, Only Begotten Son, Holy One. But when you say Lord, it's different than some of the other names. Lord means Yahweh. It means covenant one. It means one of ultimate authority. Ultimate authority. Here's the point today. It's just a real simple point and truth. It's easier sometimes to talk about and to embrace Jesus as our Savior. Those have good implications. We're rescued. We are saved from our sin. Jesus, our Savior. Sometimes it's easier for us to talk about and embrace the idea. Jesus, lover of our soul. Boy, he just loves us so much. That is so true. Yes, he is our Savior. But then to consider and to confess him as Lord, that also has implications. But sometimes those implications we don't want to embrace as much as we do the idea as Savior or Son or Only Begotten One. Because Lordship means ultimate authority. That means that there are things that I don't want to do, or there are things that I do want to do, that I will submit to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. That's what it means. Jesus Christ is Lord. Just by definition. Here's what that statement, by definition. It means owner. The one who is in total control. He to whom one belongs and has sole deciding power given over to. Lastly, I love this. The one submitted and surrendered to. Jesus Christ is Lord. And that means, Jesus Christ, you're the one I've surrendered to. You're the one I've submitted to. You're the one that has ultimate authority in my life. You're the one to whom my life belongs. And ultimately, you're the one that I have said is in control and is on the throne of my heart. Jesus Christ is Lord. Best definition I've ever found is an old school statement on lordship. And it says this: Jesus is either Lord of all or not Lord at all. No better definition. Jesus is either Lord of all or not Lord at all. There's no in between with that statement. There's just no neutrality. There's no gray area with the idea Jesus is Lord. It's unstoppable when it gets into our life. See, church, that means that we're not making him Lord. He is Lord. So I'm going to make him Lord of my life. No, you're not going to make Jesus Lord. Jesus is Lord. We are submitting to his already known lordship. See, whether you and I confess him as Lord, he's still Lord. If no one on the planet calls him Lord, he's still Lord. If no one embraces him as Lord, Jesus Christ is Lord of all. So I like Jesus. Jesus is cool. I never forget baptizing someone when I was a youth pastor. I said, "What do you feel about the Lord?" "He's my dude." I mean, this kid was just straight out of the streets, didn't know anything. To him, that was like the biggest thing. I was like, "Well, okay, we'll get past that, but let's okay. I feel you. He's my dude." You know, so sometimes we think Jesus is cool. Jesus is nice. Jesus is great. Jesus is smart. Yeah, he's so smart. He's just a great guy. But the question is, Jesus Christ Lord of our life? Because that means everything. See, when Jesus is Lord of our life, it's like a big pebble thrown into a pond of our lives. The ripples spread everywhere. When you say he's Lord of my life, you're saying lordship, lordship everywhere. So many of our issues that you and I face in our home, in our marriage, with our children, with our finances, as a church, as a leadership team, as a leader of a family, a leader of a company, in our own life, so much, I really believe, boils down to a lordship issue. I believe there's so much of our life that would be impacted one way or another if it was a lordship thought first. What does the lordship of Jesus Christ mean in this decision? What does the lordship of Jesus Christ mean in this situation right now? Beyond even what I feel, beyond even what I think, beyond even what I've been taught, beyond even what my parents have said, or even what my background or my culture or my affiliation, the lordship of Jesus Christ is supreme and ultimate in my decisions and in my thoughts. See, by saying Jesus Christ is Lord, it means his values are now my values. His morals are now my morals. His mission is now my mission. His words are all above all the other words. That's what lordship means. The lordship of Jesus Christ. There's a great scripture in Romans. We use it a lot when people come to Christ. Romans 10:9, that if you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is your heart that you believe and you're justified. It is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. As scripture says, anyone who trusts in him will never be put to shame. For there's no difference between the Jew and the Gentile. The same Lord is the Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Say, well, I want Jesus as Savior. I don't know if I want him as Lord. Can't have one without the other. Can't really divide him up like that. He's not a piece of pie that we put in pieces. And he's my Sunday Savior. And he's my Wednesday thought. Or he's my church friend. But all these, he's Lord of every, he's the Lord. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. The ultimate authority. But I'll tell you this, lordship will change your life. The implications of lordship will ripple into every part of your life. It's a great scripture. I've been reading the book of Psalms, been stuck in it all this year. About finished with it. But start over again. I got to Psalms 144. I came across a promise that I said, that's the promise that I'm believing for the second half of this year for my family. I'm believing that for my life. It's interesting how this Psalms had a thought with it. I want to read it to you. Then we're going to sing a song about lordship. Then we're going to baptize some more. We're going to think about the idea of lordship. Here's what this Psalm says. I want you to see this. Psalms 144, verse 12. Then our sons in their youth will be like well-nurtured plants, and our daughters will be like pillars carved to adore the palace. It says, oh, our kids are going to be blessed. How many want your children to be blessed? Verse 15. Our barns will be filled with every kind of provision. Our sheep will increase by thousands, by tens of thousands in our field. Well, thank God for the prosperity of God Almighty. The blessing of God. Our oxen will draw heavy loads. There will be no breaching of the walls. I love this. No going into captivity. No cry of distress in our streets. No longer are we going to be prisoners of things. We're not going to be bound up in our life. So I want that. I want those seven blessings on my life. Well, look what it says. Blessed are the people to whom this is true. I want it to be true of my life, Pastor. Blessed are the people whose God is the Lord. I read that the other day. I thought, I want all those things. And then I got to that final statement. Blessed are the people whose God is the Lord. I said, Lord, that's the condition. Lordship. You bless my life out of lordship. You help me. You protect me. You strengthen me out of lordship. It's like a small hinge that swings a massive door in our life. I want to give you an opportunity because many today you say, well, Dino, I accepted Jesus as my Savior. I want to invite you today to invite him to be Lord of your life. Today you can do it by choice. Because in Philippians, it says one day, everyone will say it. The four words that everyone on the planet will say. It may be the only words that every person on the planet will ever confess. Jesus Christ is Lord. See, you can say it by choice. Because can I tell you this? Once you go to the grave, it's too late. It's too late to say it. Everyone will confess it. But will you confess it on this side of the grave is the difference in eternity. Will you confess it on this side of the grave? Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. To be honest with you, church, it's just been something that I've thought about a whole lot lately. Lordship in my own life. More than pleasing man, more than people liking me. I want to be pleasing to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Because guess what? When I close my eyes on this earth, I will open my eyes only before one person, and that is Jesus Christ, Lord. I want to be pleasing in his sight. I want his values to be my values. I want his words to be my words. I want his mission to be my mission. I want his morals to be my morals. I want his influence over my life. Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more information about Healing Place Church, go to healingplacechurch.org or give us a call at 225-753-2273.